You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
As a teenager or a young adult, do you sometimes wonder how to live your life? There is available to you a lamp for your feet and a light for your path.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God of love and God of mercy, centuries ago, the psalmist asked, "How can a young person live a decent life?" Today, as moral values change and as pressures to conform to ways of the world increase, many young people are confused. Use this broadcast, O Lord, to speak your message of love and forgiveness to the youth. Truly for them, your word can be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. 1 year ago, Newsweek magazine's cover and main article were devoted to the dramatic increase in teenage sex and the new morality. A highly respected new study by a professor at Johns Hopkins University reveals that sexual adventurism among teenagers has increased 100% in the last decade. Reflecting on the promiscuity of today's youth, one could mistakenly be led to believe that all that young people desire today is to be constantly involved in sexual relations. To come to this conclusion would be totally wrong. One 15-year-old girl confessed how she was swept up and even forced against her will into the world of adolescent sex and hedonism. She said, "I was part of a group in junior high school that was into partying, hanging out, and drinking. I started to have sex with my boyfriend, and it was a real downer. It was totally against what I was, but it was important to be part of a group. Everybody was having sex." The confusion and heartache of this honest young high school sophomore is not unique. Countless thousands of other young people are faced with the same situation. Regularly, we receive letters from young people asking advice on how to live in a culture which has voluntarily given itself over to sex, alcohol, drugs, meism, and money madness. One author, writing about the youth dilemma, explained that society today has given young people more choices than their elders ever had, but no guarantees that they will be able to make the right decisions. One 16-year-old student from Palo Alto, California stated, "It must have been a lot easier when society set the standards for you." "It can get awfully complicated," she said. "I guess that's the price we have to pay for freedom." Certainly, not everyone would agree on what constitutes good moral values, but very few people would disagree that our society's moral standards have changed dramatically during the past several decades. Smut magazines, available only at pornography shops a few years ago, are now available at some neighborhood grocery checkout counters. Words considered unacceptable on radio and television, and censored only 10 years ago, are now permitted. electronic devices used for deviant sexual acts and sold only in the most sleazy shops a few years ago are now being marketed by some of the major department stores. Discussions of subjects previously reserved for the most intimate times between husband and wife are now being bantered around by major television late evening talk shows with the casualness used to describe the weather or the stock market. With all these pressures initiated by the devil himself and being comfortably accepted and rapidly adopted by society, is it any wonder that young people are crying out and searching for advice and guidelines? Society's guidelines may indeed be in the process of breaking down, but God's gracious guidelines for life remain unchanged and are available to everyone, young and old, who desire to live a godly life at peace with themselves and with their fellow men. The psalmist addresses a need when he asks a question in Psalm 119. How can a young man keep his way pure? The psalmist then answers by saying, by keeping it according to thy word, by letting oneself be guided by the word of God. As a young person today, you may be asking this same question: how can I know what is right and how to live in a confused world? How can I make judgments and decisions so that God will shed His blessings on my life? If you as a young person are bewildered and confused about all the pressures upon you, if you at times feel coerced into making decisions you frequently do not care for, by the power God promises you, stand up and say no. Don't give in to the forces of evil. There is another way. The Word of God can be a shining lamp for your feet so that you do not stumble, and a light for your path during the challenging years ahead. Some people believe that being a child of God automatically means that one must live an unhappy and unexciting life. As a result, many young people avoid anything religious. Others are mistakenly convinced that being a Christian means giving up all the good things in life and putting up with a boring existence. In recent years, these false concepts have been publicly shattered. Well-known athletes and entertainment personalities have testified before thousands of people that their new lives as Christians have provided more happiness and meaning than when they were trying to find fulfillment while being heroes, while practicing casual and constant sex, and while abusing their bodies through alcohol or drugs. If you as a young person are now considering running along with the crowd and accepting the values of the world, listen to those who have been there, even some who are not even Christian. They will tell you that it seems good at first, but that the final results are frequently terrible guilt, unending grief, and sometimes even deep despair. Some of you, as you at this moment look back at your life, you may realize that you have already made many mistakes, but don't give up. The gospel is a message of forgiveness and hope for sinners. Jesus pointedly stated that he came to help those who were willing to admit that they were sinners. God loves you in spite of what you have done. His desire is for you to accept his forgiveness, to turn from your sin, and then to live with his constant assurance of his love and mercy. For your benefit and for your future as a young person, God in His Word is graciously asking you not to abuse your physical body through alcohol and drugs. The Holy Scriptures state in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul lovingly told Timothy to flee youthful lusts and to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. There is nothing wrong with sex. Sex is one of the greatest gifts of God. What is wrong is the abuse of sex. Any sex outside of marriage is an abuse of God's wonderful gift of sex. When you buy sports equipment, accessories for your car or motorcycle, or when you purchase particular types of clothes or cosmetics, special instructions are usually included. Quite often, this information provides guidelines and procedures for using your new purchase. The manufacturer is supplying this information so that you might get longer use from your new merchandise and so that your life will be happier as a result. In somewhat the same way, God has also given you and me the Ten Commandments for our help and our blessing. In these guidelines, He has commanded us not to commit adultery, not to lie or steal, and not to speak falsely about others. In the Ten Commandments, God is also asking you to love and to honor your parents, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Yes, God has graciously given us the Ten Commandments for our benefit. For one who desires to follow Jesus Christ, these guidelines are not a burden. God did not give them to make our lives unhappy or dull. He has given us positive guidelines so that you and I can live a life pleasing to Him and a life which honors and respects our friends and neighbors. Certainly, the Ten Commandments are easier to read than to remember. They are easier to speak about or even preach about than to practice. Even Christians can never follow them perfectly. The good they would like to do, they frequently do not do. And that which they should not do, they quite often end up doing. But here is precisely where the joy of being a Christian comes in. We do not labor under the law, but live in freedom under the gospel. Even though you and I may fail, God still loves us. He forgives us and provides us with a strength to live a more holy life. After St. Paul expressed his frustrations with the failures in his own life, he rejoiced in God's grace and mercy by proclaiming, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." In my recent discussions with teenagers, I have been amazed at their openness and their honesty. If you are a young person listening to this message today, you would perhaps be willing to admit that your life has not always been pleasing to God. The treatment you have given other family members and the attitude you have recently shown toward your parents have not always been God-pleasing. You may also have been involved in immoral conduct with another young person. You may have recently run with a crowd or participated in things you know are wrong. Yes, it is difficult to say no as a young person. At your age, the devil especially uses every trick and power that he can to work on your emotions and on your sex drive. And Satan will constantly seek to exploit any weakness that you may have. In some situations, he may even use your greatest talents against you. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, we read that in the Garden of Eden, the serpent, the devil, was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. This is what you as a young person are up against. But have no fear, God is greater than the devil. This was publicly demonstrated when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. He did not remain in the grave. He rose again on the third day from the dead. And the same power which He used to raise Jesus from the grave, God is now offering you in your struggle against the temptations of the devil. With a certain knowledge of victory, say no to all temptations of Satan. Confess your past mistakes to God. Begin living in the grace and mercy of your Heavenly Father. If you have made mistakes, believe by faith that God has forgiven you. He will pick you up every time you fail. If you are now a young person, God's Word unequivocally proclaims forgiveness to all who have sinned. God's Word proclaims Jesus Christ, the hope for sinners, and the beautiful gate to heaven. As you ponder your future, look for just a moment at some examples in the Bible of how God showed special favor to young people like yourself. In Genesis chapter 39, we read that as a young person, Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. It came to pass, the Bible says, that the wife of Joseph's master looked with desire at Joseph. She said to him, "Lie with me." She was asking Joseph to go to bed with her. Even though the temptation was great, God strengthened Joseph. Joseph knew it was wrong. He said, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? for standing up for the truth, Joseph endured great hardship and was even placed in jail. But later, God blessed him richly. In another situation, think of Daniel. He was tested with more trials than most young people could ever imagine. But because of his faith in God and his desire to do what was right, God blessed him. He was even miraculously protected in a den filled with hungry lions. We read in Daniel chapter 6 that Daniel was taken up out of the den and no injury whatever was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Young people, as you face challenges and temptations, God will stand beside you and strengthen you. He will do this just as he has for other young people described throughout the Holy Scriptures. The Bible promises that God will not permit you to be tempted with more than you can endure. But if you try to handle your life alone, the devil will win. As he speaks through St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, God wants to graciously make you aware of what is causing all the confusion in your life. The Word of God states that your struggle is not against flesh and blood, not against men, but against rulers, against the powers, the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. The devil wants your soul with him in hell, and he is going to use all of his powers to get you there. Taking seriously the Bible's description of the devil and his powers is a scary thing. It is even more fearful than going to a horror movie. But you need not be frightened. The Holy Scriptures teach in 1 John chapter 4, and I quote, "Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." When you trust in Jesus Christ, the Savior lives in your heart by faith. No, don't try to make it alone without the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the almighty power of the Savior. He is the one who defeated the devil and overcame death in order to be raised again from the dead on Easter morning. Yes, Jesus defeated every power of evil, and with Jesus in your life, you can also defeat every temptation of the evil one. And so to those of you who are young people listening to this broadcast, my prayer for you is that God would strengthen and encourage you for the days ahead. It is not easy to grow up in a society where the values are confused and where the devil is ruining the lives of so many people. No matter if your friends and family turn against you, your Lord still loves you and cares for you. He wants to shield you and protect you from all of the vicious temptations of the evil one. Don't give in to the devil. Flee youthful lusts. How shall a young person cleanse his way? By keeping it according to the Word of God. Yes, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Amen.